PMM 531. Young leaders from across the Pacific region are in Fiji for the Young Pacific Leaders Conference. It's organised by a US-based organisation and a program to help develop youth leadership. And joining us now on the phone from Suva is Karenia Fiaunati, a young leader from Wellington who is attending and part of the program. Karenia, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's Alofa Lava.
Alofa Lava. Oh, and can we ask whereabouts in Wellington you hail from?
Mirama, the southern suburbs.
Oh, sorry then, Peter Jackson. Okay then. Well, thank you again for joining us this morning, Karenia. Firstly, can you tell us a little bit more about the Young Pacific Leaders Program and how you became involved?
Yeah, of course. So my involvement started last year, actually. So I was a first-time participant, and the conference was held in Hawaii that time. And so this year I've returned. I've been really fortunate to return as an alumni mentor. So the idea is that we can come on board. The entire conference is kind of split up into groups, and we guide the participants this year along the way.
And, of course, as a mentor, paying it forward to the new cohort of delegates, of course.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the whole idea of it, is that, you know, there's so much happening, there's so much information being processed, and it's just really nice to have that you know, only a year ago, but that added experience for the participants to access. Yeah.
Now, Karenia, you're representing New Zealand. What issues are you bringing to the table at this conference on behalf of Pasifika youth in New Zealand?
That's right. So, with the YPL conference this year, there are pillars that that kind of form the basis of the issues that we're talking about. And something that I think New Zealand, you know, is really relevant to us being back home is just that being able to assist and be aware of what issues are being are happening in the Pacific. And it's just for me personally, I think for us as Aotearoa is coming to terms that, you know, we are in fact a Pacific island, and I know that sounds really obvious, but I feel like sometimes we forget that, and it's just having that mentality that we play a really key role in this as you know, connectiveness, and you know, we pump a lot of aid into the Pacific, and how exactly are we spending that aid, and is it going into the right places? Are we using it wisely? So all of those kinds of things I'm interested in, but for me, really, it's just to understand what issues are going on. There are some amazing people here from different nations, so, you know, hearing from them, what are the really innovative solutions that they've got, and then how we as New Zealand can assist and advocate for that.
And with that day one of the conference yesterday, Karenia, what are some of the highlights from yesterday's discussions and activities?
Yeah, well, if you've travelled to Fiji, you'll know that we've been welcomed incredibly well. They've been so hospitable. We had a welcoming kava ceremony in the morning, and we were joined by some dignitaries from government here in Fiji. And we've had some incredible speakers who've talked about advocacy, talking about activism, but activism with the purpose of knowing exactly what your cause is, you know, and being really rooted in what you're fighting for. And so that's been a really key message for us, because, you know, sometimes we get that, you know, you come over to a conference, sometimes, you know, it's a really great conference, but then you go back home and you're like, oh, so what now? So that's what we're really working on with these participants, is actually being advocates for change once you get back. Yeah.
And what's on the program for day two today, Karenia?
Yeah, so we've got an even, can you believe it? It's even more exciting. So today we are all heading off to PIFS, which is the Pacific Island Forum headquarters here in Suva. They are putting on a mock forum for us. So what that means is that each of the delegates here have been given a nation to represent, and most likely it's their own nation. And the idea with that is that we're going to run through a mock forum, in that we start to understand the process behind these decision-making, you know, systems that are in place, And that's so key because, you know, quite often you hear of our politicians and our delegates coming over and sitting in these awesome and grand meetings, but not fully understanding what goes on. And so this is a fantastic opportunity for our delegates to see that and actually experience it.
And what you're hoping to take away from this experience, and also, you know, words of encouragement to our young Pacifica that are tuned in this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. So my key takeaway that I hope to take away, and I know I will, is really to strengthen that connection across the Pacific. You know, we all have the capacity to do some amazing things, but we can't do it alone. The Pacific, we can't be siloed in our thinking. So for me, it's just really building on this network and then taking it back and then staying, you know, fostering that. And for me, that's going to be hopefully through a project. So last year I also did a project, and I'm hoping to do that is again the same with the YPL group. And just some, tips for any youth listening is, honestly, put your hand up. Like, if you feel like you can do something and you feel like the urge to make a change, whether it's, you know, whether you want to make a change or just be part of something, absolutely put your hand up for any opportunities, because it's just incredible what the young Pacific cohort across Oceania can do. So, yeah, that's my one thing.
A great thing indeed as well. Karenia Whaonati, mentor at the Young Pacific Leaders Program, taking place in Fiji, Suva, Fiji. Whakatai tele lover, and all the very best for the rest of the week. Thank you so much.